It can be found at the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Research. Director Roger Rundquist is printing a plastic 3D model of the Sherman Hall Bell Tower. He says it's a test as the center figures out what the printer is capable of doing. Rundquist says he learns something new every time he runs it. He anticipates it will provide numerous practical uses for teaching people.
You're able to print out terrain. So you could take the terrain, say, of the Grand Canyon and actually print this out, and then somebody that is visually impaired could actually feel and see what the Grand Canyon kind of looks like.
It could also, for example, be used by the nursing program to create models that demonstrate proper food portion sizes. Rundquist believes 3D printers are not yet ready for the consumer market, but that could change in a few years.
We may not be too far from the world where instead of making a trip to the hardware store to buy a part, we'll be able to just print it at home.
Western's 3D printer fits on a desktop that can create pieces up to about the size of a loaf of bread. The entire setup cost the university less than $3,000. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.